All right, it's great to have Ellsworth Library Director Sarah Lesko with us. And as part of being Maine's premier community radio station, Sarah, we regularly check out the schedule at the Ellsworth Public Library, and it constantly blows us away just how much you all have going on there.
We do. We have a ton of programs all the time. I think this past year we did over 600.
Holy moly, right?
It's a lot. We try to stay busy. And this summer is no exception. It'll be just as packed as last summer. One thing we have coming up that's a little bit early, usually we start summer programming in July, but this year we're launching one special program a little bit earlier. It is called Riverside Family Scientists, and it is a collaboration between the Maine Outdoor School and Frenchman Bay Conservancy. And this is a whole family program. Come and get outside on the library lawn. We'll be going down to the river and using the trail. And that's on Tuesday afternoon, and that starts mid-June. But we'll have all the traditional programs that you're used to, like the Wednesday summer night performers for families and the Thursday adult programs, which we're bringing back our very popular murder mystery night. This is the third year in a row.
Wow.
It is so much fun. People really get into it and get dressed up. This year it's a space theme, so we're going a little sci-fi. Oh, cool. I'm ready for some like alien costumes. And of course, we want everyone to read. That is the goal.
Oh, yeah.
That is the goal of summer reading. We just want people to read. It is so important. And our friends of the library and Morton's Moo have teamed up this year to provide a free ice cream for every child that completes our summer reading challenge.
Wow.
I like that.
And so how involved is the summer reading challenge?
It is super simple. All you do is, for kids you read, we're asking for 5 days a week, which is only 40 days during the summer, so it's not even every day, 20 minutes a day, and then you earn a free ice cream at the end of the summer.
That's easy.
Yeah, wow. But we also want adults to read too. Don't forget about grown-ups. It's really important for your stress level. It helps you sleep. There's so many benefits. People who read live longer.
Ooh.
Right?
We all I do live find longer. Many nights when I'm very dedicated and strict with myself. When I read, I always sleep better.
You just fall asleep?
Yeah.
15 minutes, that's all you need before bed. 15 minutes to get a better night's sleep. So we also have prizes for adults. All you have to do is return your materials to the library and you get entered into a drawing. Our most popular prize every year is the 2 tickets to the Grand and dinner at a local restaurant.
I like that.
Yeah.
Right?
So all of these great things happen, but you want these things to continue to happen with the Ellsworth Library. So
we do.
In the next part, you're going to tell us about...
We need your help.
We need to help you.
We do. We need community support.
All right. Sarah's going to explain that next.
All right. We'll talk about stepping up for the Ellsworth Public Library coming up next on Star 97.7.
So we are, I'm here to talk about it's our first ever spring appeal. And we're really taking this as an opportunity to educate the public about how the library is funded. While we do receive the bulk of our operating budget from the city of Ellsworth, which we are incredibly grateful for, 24% of our operating budget this year came from other sources of revenue, including donations. Mm. We really rely on donations to help us thrive. And one of those ways that we're thriving right now, we offer something called a culture pass. And we offer 7 different passes to local attractions for totally free with your library card. So you can come in and check out a state park pass or tickets to the Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens or the Maine Discovery Museum totally for free with your library card. And those are paid for with donation dollars. When we all come together and contribute and help each other out, we can do so much more. And this year we're asking anyone who can to donate $25, the cost of one book.
Wow.
Okay.
That's easy. Yeah.
And so is there a link at the Ellsworth Library website?
Yes, we have a donation page and there is a link. We use a credit card processor called Government Window. It sounds very official. Everything is on our website. So there is a support button at the top. You can learn about ways to get involved, like our friends of the library. They do a lot of fundraising for us through our book sales. So come and shop. Every time you shop at one of the friends' used book sales, it directly supports library programs.
That's awesome. That is great. ellsworthlibrary.net. And there's a donation page right there.
Yes, there is. Thank you. We could not do it without community support.
Well, that's what we're all about. It's the whole community that gathers together to help each other out when they need it.
Yes, and Ellsworth is pretty fabulous at that.
People are, there's never a shortage of people saying, oh, wait, I can do this. Let me help. Let me volunteer. Let me write a check.
Yeah, we have about 22 volunteers at the library every week.
Wow.
We're actually celebrating them tomorrow morning at a volunteer appreciation breakfast.
That is really cool.
You're giving back. They're helping. Now you're helping.
We have amazing volunteers. And we literally could not run the library without our volunteers.
EllsworthLibrary.net. Sarah, thank you so much for getting up and coming in with us this morning. Always good to have you.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much.